Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
And this is The Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week, this is going to ruffle some feathers. I believe. I shouldn't say that. That's horrible. That's playing my cards. This week's question is, all rules infractions should be made public. So whether it is a not wearing your life jacket during pre-fish when you're close to a dam so you get put in the penalty box, whether it's a failure of a lie detector, whether it's any of those infractions, any infraction in the sport of fishing should be made public. It is in other sports. I don't know why the sport of fishing is so archaic in its way, because I mean, every other sport, I mean, whether it be automotive racing, whether it be football, whether it be, I mean, one of the most celebrated coaches in the sport, Bill Belichick, has been busted cheating how many times? But we all know about it, and people obviously accept it, whether that's right or wrong. But knowing about it, I think when you hold information back, it makes it seem worse to people. People want to know the truth where any time where everybody's used to hearing the truth. So let's hear about it. What do you think, Panger?
This should be a black and white issue, Dave. This should be someone gets caught, someone does something, dude. But the thing about professional bass fishing is not very much of it is black and white. And we have seen that go down this year across multiple tours. And in my opinion, the most important thing that you can have in this sport where you go out often by yourself or just with a GoPro camera is integrity. Same thing in golf too. You go into the bushes. Did the guy move the ball? Did the guy not? I mean, it's ruined guys' careers based on, like, look at a Patrick Reed. There's when you start getting innuendo and rumors around the guys. So I think you have to be very careful about making things public, because you have hearings, you have different sides of it. You'll have marshals, you have GoPro, you have the angler side of it. And especially in today's world of social media, it's very easy to jump to conclusions as to what happened and whether a guy was cheating or not, or what the infraction was or not. So I would like to put a little asterisk next to it and say, once a penalty has been assessed, it needs to be made public. But until then, I don't think it needs to be made public, because there is a lot of gray area and there is a lot of areas where you could have completely honest anglers that get dragged through the mud for nothing that they did wrong. So once a penalty is assessed, it needs to be explained exactly what they did in detail from that organization with a penalty for what they did, whether it's a fine, whether it's a suspension, whether it's sitting out. And that is what I am all for.
I agree with that.
I don't know what's going on behind the scenes as far as penalties that are being assessed and fines, but I like it in NASCAR. You can go through the list and see who was fined this week. Guy was, you know, who wasn't fined. Now that isn't made public. I think that should be made public, because that's a clear cut, done and over with case.
I agree that the case, if we're going to call them that, has to play out. You can't run to it, because I think the opposite is happening now. For example, there's anglers that we've all heard of, different anglers from different tours, wherever it is. You know what I mean? There's handfuls of them that you hear, oh, that dude failed a polygraph test. There's multiple polygraph tests that person failed. You hear rumors. But this would also vindicate some of those, because, you know, when I keep hearing this from people, I'm like, well, nothing's ever happened, so how is it real? But the rumor seems real. But if we all knew that, yes, that person did fail a polygraph for this, or that person did get an infraction.
Here's the penalty. Here's what happened. Here's the fine.
The worst thing is the gray. And I think we are living in the gray right now, not just in the rules, but in what people are assuming. And then things get played out on social media, and then your judge and jury just goes nuts, which is, I mean, read social media. You can take it in so many different directions, but I just want to know exactly. And it will vindicate some anglers. It will also encourage anglers not to have infractions. I mean, if it's just a fine, that's one thing. But the world needs to know about it, because, I mean,
you're saying public shaming, Dave?
Yes. Yes. I mean,
to encourage rule following by the letter of the rule.
It's not public shaming, because all it is doing is exposing
it does happen in every other sport.
What that person did.
The fine is and what they did. Like, hey, you had too much tape on the front of your vehicle here. Your crew chief suspended for a deal. You got fined $25,000 for doing this, for slashing this guy on the wrist. You got suspended for a game. And then in fishing, it just is never mentioned. There's no way to find it. Or you have a guy who's not around for a little bit and you're like, what the heck is going on? Or there's also instances where guys have been punished and the public wants their pound of flesh, going, how is this guy getting away with doing this when he actually was punished, followed by the rule, and served his time? And it looks like he hasn't. So it actually,
then they
quell
say
some of the unknown.
They're not doing anything.
It has to be a legal deal. It has to be a thing about the legitimacy of the lie detector and all that. Like, why isn't this just an automatically given thing?
Do other sports not have laws? I mean, it comes out there. I think it's a tradition thing. I think fishing's very protected. And that point you made about public shaming them, it's not shame. It's exposing what's really happening. If your actions are making you shameful, maybe your actions should be different.
It's a great point, Dave.
I just think that the more we get to hear about it, the more legitimate it becomes. I'm not looking for a tell-all. I don't want to hear, because you also have people who disappear because of family reasons or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden people are like, oh, well, they must've got in trouble for this or that.
You get some bycatch in it. You get some people who get swept into the catch net of shadiness who are the most honest anglers out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's a great point. I think all enforced penalties should be made public. Not all as once it is done and over with. And if there needs to be a statement that says something is, you know, going on, but I think once it is, it needs to be explained exactly what it was, not just a blanket statement that so-and-so, they say, this was the rule that was broken. This is what happened. This is the penalty for it. It is a open and closed case.
And by making it public, then it becomes the angler gets to defend themselves as well. Mm-hmm. Like when it's all hidden, you have said angler on your podcast. I have someone on my podcast that I want to, if it's all public, it's easy to ask those questions. You can ask questions now and have anglers look at you and be like, what did you just do? Yeah. Because you've broken the code of silence.
Intent. The key word in this episode is intent, Dave, too, because it then shows, hey, this is an unintentional rule broken. No big issue. Or this was an intentional rule that was broken. And now it's been dealt with.
Well, that's what we think. Let us know what you think. All rules and infractions should be made public. Keep our cull. I think it's a landslide. I mean, our viewers are honest people, Panger. They're going to want
it. Saying it's just honest. Like I said, there's just a lot of gray area in it. And how much do you want dealt with behind the scenes? Like, is it the public's right to know? Or is it that angling? You don't know. Maybe it happens all the time in other sports and we don't hear about it because it isn't made public and we're not behind the scenes in other sports. Maybe there's all sorts of stuff that's going on that we don't hear about, and we just hear about the ones that are made public. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not an insider. You're not on the ground level on that. Who knows what the heck's going on in other individual sports?
It's true, but I mean, they announce a lot of stuff.
I don't know why they would hold back.
I mean, from deflating balls.
It seems so random as to, is it, you sit out a period, you forfeit your check for that event, you get DQ'd your one day. It just seems like it's all across the board, which lends to how much gray area there is and the discretion of the tournament director and the board. Then there's a lot of ins and outs on this one. A lot of gray area.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of gray, just like my beard.